call you back just as soon as I can. The mailbox is full.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. I'll try to be quick. There was no review on my article that, well, there's a pending review of my article, so I haven't released it. There was an interesting, Al Jazeera has occasionally, they're called AJ opinion. So they allow somebody to give an opinion, political comment or something of that nature, which, you know, this is something that's been common over the years, even in the newspaper days and so forth. There was one today that I found fascinating because it was well articulated. Amitav Kumar, I don't know if I pronounced that right. He is a gentleman, my assumption is Indian heritage, but he is a professor in New York. And he discussed, the title was, "The Election is a Vote Not for Democracy, but for Autocracy." And he discussed the vote in India, where roughly a billion people are supposedly going to be voting. They're doing it over a period of, I think, 2 or 3 months, whatever, because a lot of people to vote. So that's in happening now, and the assumption is Modi's going to get his third term. But he made some comments, and when I listened to it, I was thinking, you know, is this guy in reference to what I've discussed previously, the Hindufa. I listened. He didn't use the word, but he did basically describe it. Because he did end up shifting to the idea of what the Hindus are doing to the Islam, Muslim community. So I found it fascinating, and I thought about it, and I wrote him. I found out his website is his name. You know, some people have a website where it's first name last name .com or something of that nature, as this gentleman does. Some people just have last name .com or org. Kozlowski.org. Oh yeah, that'd be me. Anyway, it shows that you're early in the field, because again, I got that in 97. I think 97. So I've had it a while. And, and to have an email at john@kozlowski.org is, still, I would say, rather unique, or rather limited, at least. So that's another thing that's on the table. And again, I write. I did write another gentleman in reference to the Amish thing. So I put two more out today. And, I'm trying. And, one response would be wonderful. But again, most people, it's usually silence, or it's a one-time thing and it's gone. And it's kind of just very surface, if it's anything. But I'm trying. The other thing is, when he talks about democracy or autocracy, I would suggest he's on the right course, because, I went through that course in myself, because obviously I was, politically active and so forth, and then started, got concerned that people were voting for self-interest rather than principles, things of that nature. And then the more I looked into it, it's kind of like, no, the Lord says not, no, we're not supposed to vote, period. But that's, a whole nother subject that I've been through. But the other thing is, kind of a related thing, I had a discussion with Chris today, and one of the examples we used was, I think it's, and this is what we're working on. So, again, I'd love to have the dialogue with my own family, especially my kids, so they can think this through. The idea of Social Security, I think, is clear to indicate that it's the three major points that I point out. It's intergenerational theft, because it's the older generation stealing from the younger, because you're not getting your money back, you're getting it from the next generation. It is the divides the relationships between generations, which, considering First Timothy 5, where you're supposed to take care of the widows and the widows, that's so moms and grandmothers, that's, you take care of other generations, which Social Security, no, you leave them on Social Security. Again, it's divide there. And the other thing is the Rehoboam's folly idea, that you take the older generation, the elders, literally the elders, and you take them out of the public square, and you know, say you just go away, you've retired, don't bother us, and there's a problem there. But so I think Social Security is clear. But the other thing is the weather, because we discussed that today. You know, who provides the weather source information? That's, you know, the NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and National Weather Service, and so forth. And you know, NASA's involved with putting the satellites up to give you the images and all those kind of things. So the government is doing a lot of the, and that's the information they provide is basically public domain. But you know, it's being paid out of our tax dollars. There are companies that will take that data and, you know, present it in a fancy way in a website or whatnot. Or use it to present, you know, the evening news kind of thing, or newspaper, that things of that nature. But it really comes from the government. So there's a difference here. Social Security is something that is clearly inappropriate. You know, it is socialism. And the weather is something that we can't really do on our own. And to get to the way it is today, if it was done via private enterprise, you know, you wonder about that. So this is a, you know, there's a difference here. I think we can clearly delineate Social Security is inappropriate function for government, is whether an appropriate function for government. The problem is, if it is, then is government appropriate? And I would contend it's not, because there's a hierarchy involved. So anyway, there's a whole lot of these questions to review, and I would love to review with my kids. My kids. That's right, I have kids. You know, it's that penetrating look of that girl that I used yesterday. I have little girls like that, and I know what it's like to see those looks. The look of a little girl, your little girl in your eyes, is remarkable. The look of the joy of holding your little baby in your arms, taking them in the shower and wiping their behinds. I love that. It was a rather big deal. It's been denied me for almost 12 years. Is there love involved? Pursuing reconciliation, yes, there's love involved. My lady, my wife, I love you, and I ask for you back.